Staying with the region for a moment, Arab satellite television channels today broadcast a tape from a man claiming to be Osama bin Laden. It offers European nations a truce if they will get out of Iraq. The British government has already rejected that offer, as have other Europeans. That should set a good tone tomorrow when British Prime Minister Tony Blair holds talks with President Bush at the White House. Jonathan Friedland is a correspondent with Britain's Guardian newspaper. He joins us from London. Jonathan, welcome back to Day to Day, and tell us, what's the purpose of Mr. Blair's visit?
Well, it was arranged quite a few weeks ago. They are shoulder to shoulder, as you know, and number one allies, how Tony Blair likes to think of himself. So they meet very frequently, and they speak, obviously, almost daily, we're told, during key moments. Now, though, because of the way the calendar's unfolded, this has become a much more urgent meeting, almost crisis management, you'd say, because things have got so hot in Iraq, and the constant battering or anyway casualties that the coalition are taking is going to be top of the agenda. I think there are definite grumblings in the defence establishment here in Britain about the way this whole occupation is being run.
Well, Jonathan, American military commanders are saying today they need more troops in Iraq. How would Britain respond to a call for more help? Send more guys?
I think in principle, I could imagine Britain and Tony Blair saying, yes, they are committed to this and they will do what they can. Behind the scenes, I think there would be strings attached. One of those would be to say, we've been going on about this for ages. There has to be more of a role for the United Nations. And I think I could imagine Britain saying, you need our help. You need to hear us on this. And then the other point, and I was mentioning the UK defence establishment, there are these grumblings going on that the sort of tough crackdown approach of the Americans, particularly witnessed outside Fallujah, meets with a lot of criticism from British military chiefs who believe that the softly approach embodied in Basra, which is British run, is much more effective.
On another issue, Jonathan, President Bush yesterday agreed to a plan put forth by Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, also visiting the White House, by the way, for a unilateral pullout of Israelis from the Gaza Strip and most of the West Bank, but retaining some key and very controversial West Bank settlements near Jerusalem. Doesn't the Blair government oppose that?
Again, in public, they're saying, well, this is a welcome opportunity. It's something we can build on. A withdrawal from Gaza, no one's going to say no to that. Privately, you're exactly right. This is the reverse of not just the British position, but the wider European Union position. People forget that the roadmap was brokered by the so-called quartet involving the UN, Russia and the European Union. And crucial to that was that, first of all, you do not prejudge the so-called final status talks. You wait for those to happen in negotiation. Some shock here in London at the sheer unilateralism of this, that here are Bush and Sharon apparently making their own plan for the Middle East with no Palestinians around the table, just the two of them cooking up the plan together. That's opposed here in Britain. But also some of the specifics, the notion that the right of return of Palestinian refugees has to be waived, as President Bush indicated. Now, there are plenty of people who say, of course, that was going to happen in the end, but you don't want to say that before negotiations have even begun, because then you remove your status, the United States, as the arbiter of that peace process, and definitely reluctance to legitimating those Israeli settlements in the West Bank, which Britain thought was a long-standing American and British policy to regard as obstacles to peace. And now they hear a different tune coming from Washington. So all of that, I think, will be, again, privately, part of what Prime Minister Blair will want to be saying to George W. Bush.
Jonathan Friedland writes for Britain's Guardian newspaper. Jonathan, thanks.
My pleasure.